Hey, I'm Cody.
And I'm TJ.
And welcome back to the latest episode of another generic entertainment podcast, also known as
AgeCast.
AgeCast, the number one completely original podcast about everything pop culture. Movies, trailers, video games, the works. All included here. AgeCast with Cody and TJ.
I do want to say last time when you started the cold open, it was exactly as the song was fading out. It was almost spooky.
Do I have internally how long our intro is just in my head?
I think so. I didn't have to do anything. I just had to silence it and put the song in. It was perfect.
Well, let's see what you can do. We'll definitely pass it now for you.
Gotham.
Stop.
Melting pot.
No.
Concrete jungle. The five boroughs. The city that never sleeps. Do you know where that is?
Is this Metropolis?
It is a bustling metropolis, but no, I am of course referring to New York City.
New York.
Yes, I love that song by Kid Cudi and Lady Gaga.
I want to hear that rendition now.
Yeah, I'll call him up. I'll call up Stephanie and whatever Kid Cudi is. Who is that?
He's the lonely toker who walks the streets at night. Lonely stoner. Sorry, toker is like a 1970s term for that.
Okay. Well, Empire City. That's what I like to call it. We actually received some news about New York City. Are you ready for it?
I'm so scared.
Yeah, you should be. It's pretty big and there's a lot of people there.
Okay. Are you going to tell us this news? Like, I thought that was you going to tell the news.
Oh, my bad. I forgot we are a topical news podcast. Yeah, so about 4 weeks ago, maybe five, who's counting, there was a guy there. He was kind of like me. Of course, couldn't be me because I'm locked in the airline.
You're locked in the airline hangar. Jimmy hasn't let us out yet.
No, he has not. Jimmy, Mr. Beast, 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 Mr. Jimmy Beast. He's changing his name every time bring him up. Every time. But someone very similar to me was there. And do you want to know what they did not see?
What did they not see?
They did not see even one person wearing AgeCast merch.
What, in the largest city in the world?
In the largest city in the world.
Not actually the largest city in the world. I think
in the largest city in the world.
Okay.
As they say in the hit musical Hamilton, the big old place in the world.
They do say that. Well, I do know we're pretty big in Barcelona.
We are pretty big in Barcelona.
Cheetah Girls, too.
But this is my time to announce. We don't have merch. That was a lie.
We don't. You can make it, though, and give us all the money.
Don't put that in the world.
As a joke.
No, we don't have merch. But if we did, it would be great. And I'm sure someone in New York City would wear it.
If we had merch, I'd want a shirt that just says, thank you, or you're welcome, and no context added.
If we had merch, I would want like a... kind of just like a shirt, but it's just got stripes.
Just a striped shirt.
That's a pretty good name for it. Where'd you come up with that? Has this been done before?
No. No one has ever once added patterns to fabric.
As we both wear black shirts.
Hey, I have one little thing. Oh, you can't see it now.
No one can see it. This is an audio podcast.
Visualize I'm wearing a shirt. There you go.
There is a Pokemon on the shirt, and I'm going to tell you what the name of that Pokemon is.
It is not a Pokemon.
Okay, I'm going to describe it for those at home. It's a little ball with the wings of an angel. That's Greninja.
It's a Yu-Gi-Oh! Monster.
Oh, Yu-Gi-Oh! Monster is an interesting name for a Pokemon, but that's just a theory.
Hey, so real quick, did you know that officially now, AgeCast has outlived MatPat's run on any of the theory channels. He's officially retired now.
Hey, you know, good for him.
Did you watch his last episode of Game Theory? That's the first episode I think I've seen in 15 years.
No, I did not watch it.
Do you know what it was on?
Five Nights at Freddy's.
It was on the economic concept of Game Theory.
Okay.
What a zinger.
All right, buddy.
What a zinger. Yeah, Game Theory on the Game Theory.
Rolling Rock on the Rolling Rocker.
Rolling Rock.
That's a reference for no one. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast for no one.
That's a great reference. If you understand that reference, subscribe to our Patreon. Hcast.com/Patreon. We bought the
Patreon.com/PatCast.
When are we going to... Hey, MatPat, I know we go way back. When are you inviting us on... I assume he has a podcast of some sort.
Oh, we don't want to be on his podcast. Bring him on ours.
We'll bring... Okay, next week episode... MatPat will be guest starring. We promise you this.
Although I will peel behind the curtain real fast. I did look up ways to grow a podcast, and it does say the number one way is to appear on other podcasts. So,
hey, if you have a podcast,
anyone want us?
Message us. Hopefully, it's something we can talk about.
There's this one podcast that's watching Spider-Man the Animated Series.
I've been trying to get in contact with them.
Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of the episode that is for no one except for us, this episode is sponsored by Raid Cons.
Raid Cons.
If you're playing Raid Shadow Legends and you need to listen to your Audio Technica output, Raid Cons are for you. Cody, when's the last time you used your Raid Cons?
Let me tell you, I was raiding... a shadow dungeon in Raid Shadow Legends just earlier today.
Oh, good.
As you know, I've got to get my dailies.
Obviously.
There's these new enemies, the Munkle Dunks.
That sounds wrong.
They only show up, that's what they're called. I mean, they only show up once you've gone through 6 Bandersnoots.
Six of them.
There's a subtle audio cue that you can only hear if you're using Raid Cons. That's right, Raid Cons.
I think we need to invest in these, because if we are investing in the first paraphernalia that has exclusive web content, we're gatekeeping content now behind these products. I think this is genius.
Do you mean peripherals? Is that the word you're looking for?
Yeah, that's the word. You know, they both start with a P.
I mean, it just reminds me of, like, all the stuff from the 90s and 2000s where it's like, plug it into your computer and it'll do something.
Hey, you know, what about the, what was the thing? The X-Force or whatever? We saw at the game convention, we were like, we gotta buy this thing. With the card,
Yeah.
And then Rerez bought it. Friend of the show, Rerez, ended up buying it and making a video.
It's like the X-Pants. X-Factor.
It was the X-Factor. Season 5.
The X-Factor, yeah. Alright, everyone, we're here with the X-Factor. My name is... Who's on that show?
Probably Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell and... Susan
Boyle.
Nope.
She's a singer.
Susan Osborne. Sharon Osborne.
Sharon Osborne. And she's always like...
And Louie.
She's always like, I used to be married to Ozzy. Now I'm not. And we're all like, yeah, Sharon.
And then there's Louis, the guy who's not a good one.
Louis C.K.?
No, different bad Louis.
There's multiple bad Louis, aren't there? From the Jungle
Hot
Book?
Hot take. Look, there's never been a good Louis. That's all I'm going to say.
What about Louis Armstrong?
Okay. He preferred to be called Louis. That's real.
Is that real? Did he prefer Louis?
That is real, yeah.
What about Huey, Dewey, and Louis?
Louis the worst of the three.
Is that the Bobby Moynihan one?
I hope not.
Or is that the Sonic? I forget his name. The actor who plays Sonic.
Ben Schwartz Danny Pudi.
Danny Pudi.
I did not know the three.
Abed from Community. How did I not? Those are three great people. How could I ever hate that show? I don't.
Have you not seen the clip where Larry King asked him about?
And he loves socks.
Yeah, like, that's not a luxury. And Danny Pudi's like, Larry, I'm on DuckTales.
Classic response.
And David Tennant is Scrooge McDuck.
Of course. This is a star... not Kyle Mooney, the other one's Launchpad.
Yeah, Beck Bennett,
there you go.
And the girl duck is... Yeah, the girl duck is Kate McCucci.
Wow. Kate McKinnon?
No.
There's a Kate McCucci. Who's Kate McCucci?
She was in that comedy duo.
Oh.
It was Not Hall and Oates. It was making fun of that, the comedy duo.
They were making fun of Hall and Oates.
Well, one of them was Oates, and another one was the other duo group. Who's the other duo group?
Well, there's been a few duo groups.
The only other one.
Oh, Mumford and Sons. I got you.
No, that's not a duo. That's clearly and Sons. Someone and someone.
Oh, okay.
Come on. You Sonny know what I'm Cher. Talking about.
Sonny and Cher.
No, that's really good, though. That's really you know who I'm going to get there. I'm not looking it up.
He's not looking this up. I don't care they how did, long this episode takes.
They did, oh, God. It's Simon is one of them.
Oh, Simon's one of them. The Chipmunks?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, so the comedy group is Garfunkel and Oates. That's what it's
that's
called.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Nobody look them up.
Okay. Anyway.
That was important for the episode. Raid cons. You can purchase them at www.ww.com.
That joke never gets old. I hope you know, folks, every time Cody says that joke, I am literally raffle coptering all over the room and he has to come and get me. I'm the new launch pad of this of this podcast.
Look, if anyone knows me, they know. Hey, look, my rafflecopter goes lol, 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 lol. You want to know something?
What?
This is a real memory of mine. Go back to sixth grade.
Oh, no. I don't want to.
I was in the sixth grade. There was this kid in my class named David. I won't say his last name.
David Tennant.
Doesn't seem right. Yep, it was David Tennant. I'm not that old.
Also, you're not British.
Well, that's...
That's up for debate. That's up for debate. Okay.
But David, he did the rafflecopter joke. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Was that the whole memory?
I don't know why I remembered.
Was that the whole memory?
Oh, yeah. That's also when I asked him, do you have an Xbox Live account? And he said, yes.
Did you have one as well? Or were you just asking?
Yeah, we played some Halo 3 custom games.
Ooh, did you play some Griffball?
No, I can't say the names.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It was not, those kinds of custom games.
You couldn't play them today. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, no.
All I'm going to say is the...
back in my day, we used to do the Laser Collection. We liked it.
It was 2007.
It's a different time.
We didn't know any better.
It's a different time.
Oh, well, bringing up Xbox Live, I think, is a good way to segue into our first real topic. But I do want to really plug the Patreon real fast. We have a Patreon here at AgeCast. Patreon.com/AgeCast. If you would like to support our show, that would be amazing. It's super helpful for us to keep the lights on. We're about to be running some ads on Instagram to bring in a few more followers. Things like that cost money. So anything we get can be put right back into the show to grow our audience so that it's more than just like, you know, seven people.
And if you're saying, hey, Cody, TJ, what about the billions of dollars Jimmy, Mr. Beast, Mr. Donaldson, Jimmy Beast, what about all that money? Well, Joseph Robinette came by earlier today asking for a small loan, and I don't understand what that means, so I gave him everything.
That's true.
And so
we
Cody
are funding the presidential campaign.
Cody is trying to cover up my mistakes. And it's not even the Joseph Robinette you're thinking of. This guy is from Algeria, but he seemed nice.
All right. TJ fell for another scam. It's okay. We've all been there.
We've all been there.
But yeah, please check out the Patreon. Consider helping us out. But without further ado, let's see how many minutes into this episode.
We are 16 minutes in. Like 15.
Yeah, probably edited down like 14. 14 minutes in. Let's get to our first topic because this is a very serious podcast.
I think as we move on, we'll get a little more serious. But you're right. You know, this is serious. Cody, I have an announcement to make in front of the whole world.
And should I be seated for this?
You should be seated for this.
Done.
This is a serious announcement, so please, if you're driving, pull over as fast as you can. Thank you.
All right.
I'm a gamer now.
What did you just say?
I'll say it. It's 2024. I am a gamer now.
I I mean, I don't know what to say to that. Can you elaborate?
Could you just love me for who I am? A gamer. I game. I go and I game with the boys, with the girls, with the friends beyond the binary. I game here. I game there. I game everywhere. I'm a gamer. So sue me.
TJ, you told me it was just a phase when you were playing that Tiger Electronic Tony the Tiger video game.
I really hope there is a Tony the Tiger Electronic. Yeah, and then I moved on to Super Mario Brothers and Ball. And I had myself a ball.
I can't believe you played Ball. Wait, next you're going to tell me you played Balls 3D for the Power Glove.
I did. I did exclusively only play games that had the word ball in it. But I still think that makes me a gamer.
You even went and got a degree from Ball State.
I did. I went to Ball State to get the gamer degree. I'm canceled now in 15 states, though, because of it.
I mean, that makes sense. I'm canceling you now, but how? What has made the change for you? Like, what's different?
What is different is, for the first time in probably since my senior year of high school, this month, I have purchased 3 new games.
Did you say new?
Like, they came out this year, games. I'm current. I'm relevant. I'm him, as the children sometimes say. Do they still say that?
They might not, but I sure do.
It's a wild and exhilarating feeling to be a gamer.
Yeah. What were these games?
Final Fantasy VII. My editors say I'm supposed to say Rebirth now. Cody is threatening me from across the room. He says my jokes aren't funny.
I have said that once or twice.
Helldivers 2, which has actually been a lot of fun. Cody will refuse to get it.
I mean, I don't refuse. I just don't know what it is. It's never popped up for me, so I don't care.
And this one hasn't come out yet, but I actually pre-ordered a game for the first time in years. Rise of the Ronin.
You keep making up games.
No, it looks, you get to kill Matthew Perry, the Commodore, not the Friends actor, RIP.
About to say, he's dead.
They both are now, unfortunately. Well, unfortunately for one. The other one is not a good guy. Learn your history. I'll let you choose.
What is this Rise of the Shogun? What type of game is it?
It seems to me like a almost like Ghost of Tsushima meets Elden Ring type vibes.
Okay.
It's very like combat heavy, and it's one of those games where you can essentially go through the whole game being able to break down an enemy's defense or parry them and defeat them very quickly, or they could do the same to you. Mm. And you are... It takes place in, like, the 1840s, which is, like, the last, like, hurrah of the samurai and the ronin before, you know, Tom Cruise goes to Japan to kill off and the rest of the... Yeah, and ends the samurai. It's, like, right before that period.
That sounds interesting.
I thought you were a State of Play guy. I haven't seen all the trailers for it, and I thought it looked really good, and I loved Ghost of Tsushima. So I'm like, you know what? A lot of people are saying it looks like that, but more. And I'm like, I'll take another game like that.
That's cool. I hope it is good. I've heard Helldivers is fun. And by heard, I mean I haven't.
You didn't watch the Donkey video, friend of the show?
I despise Donkey.
Friend of the show.
Maybe. He's not. He is not a friend of this show.
Friend of the show.
No. If there is... If Donkey has one hater on this earth, I'm still around. That's all I'm saying.
Are you Bunky? Are you anti-Donkey?
No, I'm not anti-Donkey. I just am nega Donkey.
Because
I have like opinions that make sense.
Dang. Wow, look at this guy.
And have listen to him. Said something thoughtful at any point in my life.
Hey, what about his review of the Shining movie?
Never seen it because I don't like him.
I think that's his only review that's serious the whole time.
No, I do not care at all.
I'm pretty sure that was again, April Fool's video, too.
Helldivers, the only person I've heard say the name out loud is you.
I was just playing with friend of the show, Simon. And we were having a great time. It's $40. $35, I think, is actually what it is on PC. And $40 on PlayStation 5. I was hesitant, Cody. I was hesitant. Because it's an always online game. And I normally hate those. But I understand why it's always online. Because the whole gimmick of Helldivers is everybody in the world is working towards one giant mission. And you're just like one piece of it. Like, the whole world is the army, and you and your friends are, like, one unit, or, like, one battalion to do, like, one part of the mission. And you get the, when you complete a mission, it'll say, like, you contributed 0.0001% to the overall goal. And if the server, at the end of the week, completes the whole goal, everybody gets a giant prize.
Oh.
And it's fun. It's very chaotic. And friendly fire is definitely a thing in that game, which
that's fun.
Yeah, you would probably hate playing with me, because you're probably going to be good at it. I'm pretty good at it. I'm not like how bad I am at Halo.
Yeah, I do typically like to win things, but I don't play a lot of competitive games these days. Just Halo, and the only other multiplayer game I ever play is Trackmania, and that you're really just kind of racing against yourself.
Well, this one's there's no PvP. It's all players versus enemy, I guess, like PvE. Because at no point are you going to attack another real person unless you accidentally hit them.
How much is it on Xbox?
That's the thing. It is PC and PlayStation 5 exclusive.
Oh, I'm not playing it. Not a chance.
You own a PS5.
What is your point?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, it's not on Xbox because Sony isn't. I think we're past. This is another episode for another point in time. We should be past exclusivities. I think.
Yeah,
we're kind of done with that now. We're also slowly getting away from home consoles. Like, I think Nintendo's going to be the last like holdout on home consoles.
Nah, I don't think that'll ever happen. People want to play on their TVs. Can't do that easily on PC.
I think they're just going to come up with, like, the Steam box again, but it'll be successful this time.
I mean, maybe. I doubt that. But, no, I definitely won't be getting Helldivers if all I can play it on is PS5, because I'm not playing a shooter without the back paddles. It's not going to happen.
Well, just get on your PC. Probably can't run it, though. How old is your PC?
It'll be 9 years this June.
Yeah, it will probably, my PC barely, it does meet it. It meets its specs, but it doesn't, like, meet it at full capacity or whatever. I'd have to lower the graphics or whatever.
Yeah, no thanks. And the third one, you said Final Fantasy?
Final Fantasy, which I know you've also been playing. I'm really scared to get to wherever you have gotten in Chapter 4, because nothing has really, I'm on Chapter 4.
Did you say Chapter 4?
Mm-hmm. Because I know you did something for like 2 hours or whatever on Chapter 4.
Hey, TJ.
Oh, no.
I have a confession to make.
Oh, no. What?
I have 42 hours in this game already.
Already? Is that all you did yesterday?
I'm on Chapter 9.
Oh, my God. How many chapters is this one? Because I know
at least 9?
I know it's less than the last one, but the chapters are
longer. I have no idea. I don't look up anything about it. I'm on Chapter 9, and so far I've done 100% completion up to this point.
That's what I'm doing right now on Chapter 4. I've discovered the whole map that I can, and then the last thing I did, I started moving through the main story now. I got to Yuffie and fighting the thing in the water.
Ah. Yeah, that was like 25 hours ago.
Oh my. Oh no. I'm going to be playing this game forever.
I have not stopped playing the entire weekend. I don't know where time goes. Yesterday, I swear I just turned it on and then it was midnight. Oh man. It is maybe the best game just ever.
Just ever. I don't want any spoilers.
Just ever, maybe.
I don't want any spoilers.
I won't.
Because I've been very lucky to know almost nothing outside of, like, I already know what happens in the original Final Fantasy VII, but what I understand, this game is supposed to subvert expectations of original Final Fantasy VII.
It's subverting and just expanding a lot. For those who have never played Final Fantasy, or maybe you've played Final Fantasy VII Remake, so this gets rid of all of the, like, not all, pretty much all of the, like, running down a hallway sequences that the first game is kind of two chapters of going straight, and then you get to do some fun things. And then two chapters of going straight, and then some fun things. This game is like, you do a bit of story, and then you have, like, you know, 4 to 10 hours of ridiculously silly side quests.
They are, and that's it, is what very been. Charming. It is very charming. Almost all the side quests are, I look forward to them. I really don't care about the, like, deity shrines, but I like all the rest. And I know you don't like
those are just whatever.
Queen's Blood. I know you don't like Queen's Blood. Which,
all right, I have to tell you.
Are you big into Queen's Blood now?
When you get better cards, there is some strategy to it. Mm. I have hit a wall because I'm trying to do something you're not supposed to do yet.
Classic.
Because I want
What level player are you for Queen's Blood?
You don't want to know.
I'm so scared. Because I just got to level 3, I think.
I'm level 6.
Oh, my.
You don't want to know, TJ.
Is there still more Fort Condor, everybody's favorite?
No, I have not encountered that again. Wait, have you finished Fort Condor?
No, I just know you said something about it. I played it on the DLC for the first one, because you play
Fort Condor. Oh, it's all in Chapter 4.
Okay. Because I know that's like Yuffie's game, so I assumed I would be playing it.
Nope, nothing to do with Yuffie.
Oh, okay.
But, sorry, I do have to say, there is a hard mode for Fort Condor.
Oh, no.
You get absolutely nothing from beating it. Literally nothing.
Nothing. Not even, like, so no trophy, no, like,
nothing. Item. It doesn't go towards anything except the numbers on the screen.
Oh.
TJ, I beat them all.
No.
I did it.
Oh, my.
All of them.
This is the sit-ups all over again. Or the squats all over again.
Ha ha ha. There's no more of that.
Ha ha.
And if there was, I'm not beating it for you.
I've called you up. You're driving to this end of the hangar, and you're beating it for me.
Oh, God.
The last time the squat game happened, I was doing the squats in the living room to try to time it better.
No, there are no squats. There's something, but I won't spoil it.
Oh.
But, yeah, Final Fantasy is great. I've been playing it too much. I am not even close to the end, I don't think. If you've never played it, do it.
This is really going to be a 100-hour game, isn't it?
Yeah. And one thing about the side quests, every single one has, like, a unique piece of music. Every single little one. And there are mini games galore, which is insane. And they're doing a national or international tour of orchestras playing the music. And it's going to Richmond, and I already have my tickets.
Send me some info on that.
Yeah, I shall. It's on October 12th.
Maybe I can go to that.
Awesome.
I wasn't able to afford. Do you know that Weezer's going back on tour? I know you're a big Weezer head.
No, I have never willingly listened to a Weezer song.
Well, I'll tell you this much. They're playing their first album's 30th anniversary this year, and I was really looking forward to it. But I can't afford a Weezer ticket, so maybe I can afford a Final Fantasy ticket instead.
Yeah, they're a little expensive, but they're not as bad. But let's go ahead and get to our second topic, 30 minutes into this cast.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I just wanted to make sure everybody knows that all of the live-action Spider-Man movies are coming back to theaters next month.
We talked about this almost two weeks ago ourselves off pod. And I was under the impression you were just meaning the Raimi films.
No, all, what is it, 8 live action movies are coming back to theaters.
Oh, so we're going to go see, okay, we're going to start with Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Then, yeah, sure. We'll start with the 5th one.
Then the 2nd Tom Holland one, Far From Home. And that's all the ones we'll see, your favorites. Make sure we get your favorites.
I think they're releasing for one night only.
Like each?
Starting on April 15th, every Monday.
Okay.
So Spider-Man 1's the 15th, Spider-Man 2's the 22nd. Which I'm glad it's the 22nd, because my band has a concert on the 23rd. And if I had to miss Spider-Man 2 in theaters, I would cancel the concert.
Oh my! I definitely need to see at least Spider-Man 1 and 2, because they're the only ones I haven't seen in theaters.
Ah, as someone who's seen every single one of these in theaters.
You saw Spider-Man 1 at like 5 years old or 4?
There's no way I didn't.
Oh my.
Look, it was a good day.
I was too afraid to see Spider-Man 2. We were 7, Cody, and the trailer showed the hospital scene.
Okay, sorry, you weren't built different. I vividly remember walking into the movie theater on June 30th, 2004. This is the 20th anniversary.
We're so old.
Yeah, but April 22nd is going to see Spider-Man 2 again. I'm going to see 1, 2, and 3, and that's probably it.
You're not going to see No Way Home?
I've watched it so many times.
It's so good, though. I love No Way Home.
I love it as well. I don't know. I might see it in theaters, but
are you gonna go see 1, 2, and 3 is without a doubt. You gonna go see Madame Web when it releases in theaters?
I do have to let you down. None of the Sony non-Spider-Man movies are coming back because the reason these are coming out is because it is the 100th anniversary of Columbia Pictures.
Oh.
And I do want to say, as someone who did watch Madame Web 2 days ago. Because it's out on digital.
In between your 42 hours of Final Fantasy VII.
Yes, I broke it up with Madame Web.
A good palate cleanser.
Yeah, really good palate cleanser. There was a really nice little logo at the beginning for Columbia's 100th anniversary. That was the best part of the movie.
I was about to say, does Columbia have no good movies except for the Spider-Man films?
No, they have a bunch of classics. It's just they've been releasing a whole bunch, and they're just starting the year off with Spider-Man.
All right, I gotta look up Columbia movies.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of old classics. I think they had a lot of the 90s rom-coms, maybe. I think, but I don't know. But yeah, Madame Web, it's bad. Mm. It's pretty entertaining. Like, there was a bunch of laughs to be had. The editing is terrible. Characters are non-existent. The last 20 minutes is just all four of the main characters constantly referring to each other by their first name every sentence.
Oh, no.
Just constantly. It's like, we know. We just say, hey.
Hey, I have a good Columbia's picture for you.
Do you?
August 12, 1994, The Next Karate Kid. You're welcome.
Amen. It's a movie right there. But I would suggest, perhaps when Madame Web comes out, to watch for free on like Disney Plus, definitely give it a watch. Don't pay $25 like I did. But now I can watch it whenever I want.
I have no idea why you thought it. Oh, you can watch it whenever you want. Whenever you want to rewatch Madame Web, you can go ahead. Oh, this is like,
yeah, whenever I want to watch it, I can watch it.
Is this like the time you forgot that you had purchased Power Rangers Ivan Ooze? Is that the first one or the second one?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Power Rangers Ivan Ooze.
Power Rangers. No, Turbo Power Rangers movie. You like, I purchased this? I was like, yes, Cody, you did. You purchased it. I was there when you purchased it.
Yeah, watch Madame Web. It's good. TJ, I think you would enjoy it.
Oh. Is that because I like bad things?
No, it's because you love Spider-Man. And the movie, hey, Peter Parker is in the movie.
Stop. No, I already know that Adam Scott is Uncle Ben.
He is, yes.
And it's probably the only reason he said yes to that film was because he can now put on his resume he played Uncle Ben.
Yep, one of the four actors. We've got Cliff Robertson and
the other ones.
Hey, what the heck? Well, there's only been three because the MCU doesn't have one. So Cliff Robertson and what's Charlie Sheen's dad's named?
Martin Sheen. It is Martin Sheen. I forgot it was Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen and Adam Scott are our Uncle Bens.
What a cast. What a cast of characters.
Can't wait for Uncle Ben No Way Home. Cliff Robertson is very dead. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Oh, man.
Well, I think it's time to move on to our biggest topic of the day, like 45 minutes in, because we're a very
efficient podcast. Even if it's not the one we spend the most time on, I think weight-wise and quality-wise, I think, dear listeners, even if you do not know who this person is, I think you'll appreciate the insight we will give.
Yeah, so sadly, one of the greatest mangaka to ever live, mangaka meaning author of a manga and usually artist, Akira Toriyama sadly passed away a little over a week ago. And we just wanted to share some insights on his creations and maybe the things we've seen and how it's affected media in general, because whether you're a fan of the things he's made or not, it's pretty much undeniable that his works changed media like completely. A lot of things that some of you definitely like either would not exist or would not exist in the same way if he hadn't wrote what he had. Hadn't written. That's English.
I mean, honestly, the Ashton Kutcher butterfly effect of Akira Toriyama is astounding. I'm so sorry I had to undercut that with a joke.
You really did, didn't you?
Akira Toriyama, just in case you are not aware, we keep saying this this man from Japan's name and you're like, who is this? I love the movie Akira. It's a great movie. But Akira Toriyama is the creator of Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super. But the reason why I was originally thinking of this butterfly effect situation, because he's also the famous artist and character design of one of the most successful RPG series in the world, Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest and another video game, of course, Chrono Trigger.
And yes, oh yeah, Chrono Trigger, one of the greatest games of all time. Cody, have you played Chrono Trigger?
Yes, when I was in like middle school.
It was one of the first games I played without owning. I'll say that much.
Yeah, and it was. I think maybe the second game I ever emulated
because it was so expensive. And then it came out on the DS. I have it on the DS, which now that version's very expensive too.
I don't actually own it on anything, I don't think, but I emulated it.
Do you still have your Do you have the Super NES? The mini Super NES.
I never had the mini Super.
Because I think it's on that. I have that downstairs. That was the only mini console I ended up getting.
The only mini I have is the Genesis.
But did you know that the creator of Pokemon actually attributes Akira Toriyama as his inspiration to creating the series? Because the two people at Game Freak originally envisioned Pokemon by trading. Because they were both playing Dragon Quest on the Game Boy. And one of them received a rare item drop and wanted to receive two of them and wanted to be able to trade it across the link cable to his friend. And they said, we should really make a game that involves the link cable on the Game Boy. And that was the birth of Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, Pokemon is quite literally, in the entirety of human history, the top-selling franchise to ever exist.
And without Akira Toriyama, the thought would have happened.
Yeah, if you... It is a hard thing to fully say, like without a doubt, because there was a rise of media from, you know, Japan, China, and other Asian countries in America in the like late 80s, early 90s, and 2000s, with things like Bruce Lee movies from the 70s really being pushed over, Godzilla. And Jackie Chan, but a lot of these things would not have become as, like, I want to say cool, but as accepted, if not for Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z specifically becoming as popular as it is in the West.
I mean, to this day, I know anime now has become so widely accepted. Cody and I are both in education, and a kid's lying to you if they haven't at least watched one anime. It's become,
yes,
it's become so far reaching. But as a kid, I, even though I had seen Digimon and Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon, I never considered them anime because they were marketed as cartoons here. Mm-hmm. Dragon Balls and Sailor Moon, too, are the first two shows I remember specifically being marketed as anime to us, to our generation.
And we had good old Toonami that really put things together, anime shows specifically. And I don't, not even I don't think, we wouldn't have gotten as many dubs and adaptations as early as we did if not for Dragon Ball succeeding. Obviously, something else would have succeeded at some point, but we can't see into those other realities. And then the one we have, Dragon Ball Z, is the one that really pushed anime over the edge here in the United States and really all over the world. It's one of the most popular things just to exist.
Oh, it was huge. I believe there was... one of my students sent me an article. I can't remember. There was a precinct or city in Mexico that closed public schools in mourning of Akira Toriyama.
Yeah. I was actually going to... that was on my little mental list of things to bring up. His death caused actual government to respond. There's a big one that I'll do at the end, which is... it actually launched me into a lot of fun information. But the government of Mexico held a press conference for Akira Toriyama. And I believe Brazil and a few other South American countries did. Because in a lot of South America, Goku is more popular than any other character.
Oh, yes.
Like,
oh,
you will see Goku just on buildings no matter where you are.
Or how many people have life. How many people have the Kai or the Kami symbol tattooed on them
all over the world? Yeah, it's unbelievable. But, you know, I expected some of these South American countries. You can go and watch videos on YouTube, and I do this sometimes. I did it the morning of his passing, of entire town squares filled with people watching new episodes of Dragon Ball Super. It's insane. I can't imagine people doing that for anything here. Anything.
Yeah, I don't. I know the only time I think America historically did that was Times Square. They showed the last episode of Seinfeld. But that would have been the only thing I could think of. They did this for multiple days, multiple times, for multiple episodes of Dragon Ball Super. It didn't even have to be, it wasn't even like a final episode or anything.
Nope, it was just this week's episode. All right, everything closes down. Let's go watch it.
Like this is what we're doing today. We're going to stop playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and go watch some Super.
But the main one in terms of like governments, this is a statement that I haven't thought about, but is, from everything I've seen, just objectively correct. Government relations between Japan and China would not be in their somewhat okay state right now if not for Dragon Ball.
I believe it. Is it because of the Journey of the West connections?
Kind of. You would think that would put them off because it's their most popular story, or their oldest and biggest story. But the Chinese government put out a full press conference release mourning the death of Akira Toriyama and expressing their, like, deep sorrow over it, which they don't do for, like, anyone.
I mean, yeah, especially if you look at the history of those two countries.
Yeah. Like,
that's quite a saying. That's quite a show.
They have not gotten along historically. A lot of that is... due to some terrible acts Japan did in the last century. Look it up if you want to know about it. Think about something bad, it's worse. I would only do it if you are in a good headspace. But a full press conference saying how deeply saddened they were. And I'm going to tell you all a fun fact that completely blew my mind. So there was a musical performance of Dragon Ball music. I believe it was in January in China.
Okay.
TJ, can you guess how many people watched this live stream?
watch the live stream.
Yeah, just watch the live stream.
Well, with it being China, whose population is 1.8 billion people, or about 5 United States, I'm going to conservatively say 600 million.
Okay. That's not conservative at all. That's insanely high. Because the highest record on Twitch ever is 3.4 million.
Oh.
That is the most watched stream in, like, that I know of. I don't know a platform bigger than Twitch.
Well, also, how far reaching is Twitch in China? Do they not have...
Well, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying in worldwide, the largest watched stream on Twitch ever for anything is 3.4 million.
Okay. That's simultaneous viewers, right? Not like...
Yes. This is people watching a live stream. So what do you think it was for this just Dragon Ball thing?
2 million.
Yeah, so 350 million, more than the population of the United States.
I'm sorry to disappoint you earlier than when I was bringing in logistics of China, but that's still ridiculous.
More
people than we can comprehend.
Yes, more people than have maybe watched any live stream ever. Literally just because it's Dragon Ball and it's loved by that many people. Again, it's hard to think about, you know, every person who lives in this country. You couldn't get them to do anything, much less watch something. Like, hold on, I'm going to quickly look up something really fast. I'm going to look up the viewership of the finale of The Big Bang Theory. Because that was the most watched show on television. The finale of that only had 18 million viewers.
So about 20 times. I don't know if that's correct math. Yeah, it's about 20 times.
Yeah, 10 which times is like... Yeah, which is like, even proportionally to the population, not the same.
Oh, I mean, also, like, proportionally to the population, that would be like if somehow in America... 60 million people watch something.
Yeah, something like that, yep.
Which I do not... I think that's like double what the Super Bowl gets every year. Which, when you say just double, you're like, oh, that's not that big of a deal. Well, imagine doubling, you know, like $1 billion. How much money is the difference between 1 billion and 2 billion? Like, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people there.
It's crazy, and like, it's a fact that I just couldn't believe when I saw it, but everything I've seen says it actually happened. So, Dragon Ball was pretty great. Still is. There is a new Dragon Ball anime coming out in October.
Something I wanted to ask you, Cody. Well, maybe I'll say something first, then I'll ask you something. That the day that we found out he died, because apparently family had known, I believe, a few days beforehand, and they announced it to the public. When we learned, I get a text from friend of the show, Zach, and my little brother, and I immediately, I was actually late to work. I wasn't able to do anything. I wasn't able to comprehend it. When I come home from work that day to the airline hangar, I started walking around the house and noticing how much of my life was touched by Akira Toriyama, and how, like, I mean, I own the entirety of Dragon Ball Z on DVD. That was the first physical anime I've ever collected. I've read Dragon Ball Z. I have not watched all of Super, read all of Super. Cody would know more about that than me.
You gotta watch Super. It's good stuff.
I saw my Dragon Quest games. I have a little shelf of Dragon Quest games. I had a Goku, a driving Goku that Zach gave me for my birthday one year, because that is my favorite episode of Dragon Ball Z, is when Goku and Piccolo have to get their driver's license, and I quote it to Cody all the time. I love that episode. I think Dragon Ball has some of the best filler in any anime, which is not saying much, because I think most of the time filler is called that for a reason, but the Dragon Ball Z filler is iconic. I love it.
It is. I don't know. That morning, I was watching a lot of just mostly community things that surrounded it, just to really soak in the impact. Because again, even if you were not a fan of anything he made, something that you like, if you watch any sort of media, has referenced or been inspired by it. And I'm pretty extremely confident in that fact.
Do you remember when you first saw Dragon Ball, or Dragon Ball Z, most likely, was the first thing you saw?
My earliest Dragon Ball Z memory is being in, I don't know where I got it. It was a really terrible toy where it was like a normal Goku, and there was like a peel off flesh of Super Saiyan 3 Goku that you could pull off and on of him. And I remember being outside of this pizza place that was in the same strip mall as Laser Venture, the hometown arcade.
Oh, yes, Laser Venture.
And this is like a super early memory. That's the first one I remember, but I played the Budokai games on PS2 constantly. I think I absorbed most of the show through that. When I actually watched the show, it was on Abridged.
I actually, before seeing a single episode, I remember, and I just looked up to make sure I would know what year it was, 2002, early 2000s, right. Burger King was always clearly the worst food tasting of any fast food restaurant, I'll just be honest with you, but they always got me there, because in the early 2000s, they had the best toys. I first started going there because of their Pokemon toys. But at a certain point, McDonald's started gendering their toys, and you got only one. You got what they said was typecast of the girls, typecast of the boys. Burger King said, what if we just give every kid two toys? And they did two packs of toys. And in 2002, it was Powerpuff Girls, which is actually what got me to go to Burger King, because I loved Powerpuff Girls and Mojo Jojo, and Dragon Ball Z. Huh. And I'm looking on eBay right now. I might have to spend $15 because there is a sealed Buttercup and Piccolo like two pack on here for $15 from 2002. That's looks awesome. That's a
pretty good two pack.
That's a pretty, it's, and I had all of these. I remember collecting all these because I wanted Mojo Jojo and I did not get him until like the sixth time we ended up going, or I think some of my friends we would trade because I wanted all of them. And I was like, what is this? This looks so cool. This Piccolo. Because I remember he shot out like a little thing. I'm like, what is this? And Krillin was flying. I remember thinking Krillin was the coolest looking one, too.
Because
I had good taste. And Cooler's one of the figures. Because I guess the Cooler movie came out around that time. And eventually that same year, we got Cable. And I watched Cartoon Network. And then Toonami came out, just as you said. And I remember it was one of the few shows my dad would watch with me. He would normally, if like it was my turn to watch TV, parents would go do something else because we don't care whatever TJ's watching. But Dragon Ball, we always had to watch that together. And I believe when we started watching, it was definitely a rerun because I know the States had Dragon Ball for a while. But I remember specifically when Frieza goes to his fourth and final form for the first time. I remember that being my first episode.
Huh. Yeah, I can't remember the first actual episode I saw, but I definitely have followed the franchise forever. I watched Super weekly when it was coming out. That was always something to look forward to in college was, oh, new episode of Super's coming out on Sunday. That's going to be fun. And I was really bummed when it ended, and the fact that it still hasn't come back. Even though the manga's ongoing, the show is nowhere to be found.
And I know the mangaka of Super was a huge fan of Toriyama and got his blessing to do it. So that manga should be continuing, right?
Toyotaro. Yeah, the manga's still going on. I've heard some mixed things about it, but it is what it is. Yeah, but if you don't think Akira Toriyama has affected something you've watched, look a little deeper, look it up, look into the people who inspired the people who inspired you, and I'm sure he will be there without a doubt.
Something, when you talk about what the community was talking about, I saw a post on Instagram that I was tearing up at work. I was on my lunch break. It was all the responses of current mangakas.
Yeah.
And one of the responses that made me cry was actually the mangaka of Yu-Gi-Oh! Who actually died a few years back, congratulating Akira Toriyama when he first retired. And it was so wholesome seeing that sentiment, because now they're both gone. But it was the creator of Naruto, Bleach, One Piece, My Hero Academia. All of them wrote about, and all called him Toriyama Sensei, Akira Toriyama Sensei. He's influenced so much, so many people. I forgot that one of the first chapters of Yu-Gi-Oh! Takahashi puts a reference to Dragon Ball Z in it. Because when he completes that famous puzzle, the Millennium Puzzle, he imagines that he's going to see Shenron. And he talks about that in the manga. I'm like, there's just so many little, like, Dragon Ball and Akira Toriyama. His art style, too, is so iconic.
Yep.
Blue Dragon, yeah, no, there's everybody's a bunch favorite of... anime. And Xbox
RPG. There's a cool video that I saw that was as many as this person could collect in, like, a day's time. But anytime a character has done a Kamehameha in anything... And the video was like 15 minutes long. Because it's just like a random show, just like a random sitcom, and someone just does it.
We need a beam struggle.
Yeah, it's just so iconic.
Or every tournament arc. He isn't the first tournament arc, I know that. But he's definitely the one who popularized the tournament arc.
The first beam struggle was actually Godzilla, but it's okay.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, not to step away from the late great Akira Toriyama, many of you have been saying, when is TJ going to give Cody a quiz as well? And I have in the past, but I know I don't do it as often as Cody does. But I have found, and I went on everybody's favorite front page of the internet, Reddit, to find a quiz about Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z. And this person claims that this is a, quote, fun facts quiz about Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. So I have a simple 10-question quiz for you. And I'll be honest with you, people aren't doing too well. The average score is a 4 out of 10.
Okay, my guess is that... the questions are just not possible and dumb.
There are multiple choice.
Okay.
I will have to scroll down to remember correct answers. I think you can get at least 4 of them.
Okay.
And they do cover from Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, and Dragon Ball Super.
Got it.
But let's see. The goal here, and you can play at home, the goal here is for Cody to get at least 4. You at home... if you get at least 2, I think you're doing all right.
All right.
So are you ready for question number 1?
Yes.
What is Goku's occupation or hobby? The 4 answer choices are this.
Okay.
Radish farmer. Martial artist.
Okay.
He has none. And he saves money from tournament wins.
The closest is, Radish Farmer has to be it.
It is Radish Farmer. Historically, he has never once actually kept any money from his tournament wins. Because he has always either given away or eaten the food. That spends all his money. Martial artist he has never gotten paid for specifically. And it says here in the episode, yo, Son Goku, and his friends return. Shows that Goku is a radish farmer.
Wow.
There you go. This one is a completely terrible question. You ready for this?
Yes.
How tall is Gohan when he is all grown up? Here are your four choices. And put this in perspective. Cody's taller than me. The first choice and shortest choice is my height. So from a scale of my height to about your height is where we're going at here.
All right, let's hear it.
So first choice is 5'7".
Okay, no.
Second choice is 5'8".
Okay, is the next 5'9"?
5'9".
Okay.
And the last one jumps up to 6 foot.
It's 6 foot. It's gotta be.
Is this your final answer?
No. Let me think.
So you have 5'7", 8'9", or 6 foot. I'll give you a hint. He is the same height as his father as an adult.
It has to be 6 foot. There's no way they're only 5'9".
Final guess?
Yes.
They are, in fact, 5'9".
But does that make Vegeta, like, 4 feet tall?
I think Vegeta's my height, maybe a little shorter. He's a short king. How tall is Krillin is the real question. How tall is Krillin if Goku is 5'9"? They are both 5'9".
That's a translation error.
I mean, they were probably measured in centimeters in the manga. And Akira Toriyama probably just picked. I bet you that's how tall Akira Toriyama is. He's just like, Goku's my height. Number three, who won the Other World tournament? Now, I would not be able to get this because I did not see Super. Not Other World tournament. Sorry, this is actually.
Yeah,
this is the filler arc in Dragon Ball Z.
This is the Pecan arc.
Yeah, the Pecan arc. Okay, here you go. Here's the four choices. Okay. Grand Kai, Goku, Nobody, and Pecan.
I'm just going to guess Pecan.
Final guess?
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually Nobody, because that's... Goku and Pecan touch the ceiling of the room at the same time, causing a draw.
Oh, wow.
So far, you're 1-for-3.
A draw does not mean nobody wins.
That's nobody.
That's not what a draw means.
I'll give you half a point. I'll give you a half point.
I'll take that. 1.5. I'll take that.
Number four. Here we go. How far can the power pole extend to? This is dumb. It doesn't extend. It causes the world to shrink. Actually.
Okay.
From Korin Tower to Kami's Lookout, to the moon, or it can extend forever.
I'm going to say it can extend forever. It depends on the resilience of the user or something.
Is that what we're going to go for?
Sure.
I don't know how true this is. They didn't give any backup for this. They said to the moon. If I had the guess, maybe they're saying we've only ever seen it go up to the moon before.
All right, whatever.
Oh, here's a good one for you. How old is Goku at the end of Dragon Ball Z? The last episode, because again, Super's between the Buu saga and the last episode of Dragon Ball Z. God. So how old is Goku in the last episode of Dragon Ball Z? And here are your four choices.
Okay.
44, 38, 46, or 40.
So he's 20 something at the beginning of Z.
Right.
Z.
You gotta think about how old does Gohan get up to? Because he's 18. He's 18 at the end of Dragon Ball, and it's 5 years later, I believe, when Dragon Ball Z starts.
Yeah. I think it's 44.
Final guess?
Final guess.
He is 46.
Oh my god.
Which, I don't know if this is counting him being dead, though, for 7 years.
You still age in heaven.
Because it says that he specifically, it was specifically stated he was 36 at the Kid Boo saga, and the final tournament is held 10 years later.
Okay.
Whatever. We're not doing sure. So hot. We're not doing so hot.
We're not, because this quiz is pointless.
I'm going to rephrase this one, because it's a terrible question. Terrible question.
Read it exactly how it is.
All right. It's not going to go well for you.
It's going to go perfect.
How much older is Chi-Chi than Bulma? Is it A, 4 years older? Is it B, 3 years younger? Is it C?
She's not older.
The exact age.
No.
Or D, 4 years younger.
That's ridiculous.
What's your guess?
Well, Goku and Bulma, I think, is 4 years. I'm going to say it's either 3 or 4 younger.
It is either 3 or 4 younger. I'll tell you that much.
Four is sticking out to me. So I'm going to say 4 years younger.
Congratulations. You are now 2.5 points on the board.
Okay.
You have 4 more shots. If you get half of the remaining points, you will beat the average of this quiz.
Got it.
I like this question. I think this is the only valid question so far. The character Launch is never seen again after what? She has never been seen after Dragon Ball, after she went to jail, after her own death, or after Tien's death.
It's after Dragon Ball.
That's your guess? She's never shown after Dragon Ball?
She isn't.
Is that really your final guess, Cody?
Yes, what does it say?
Canonically, okay, I'm going to give you another half point. Canonically, she is never shown in Dragon Ball Z. In the anime, before Tien goes to fight Nappa and Vegeta, she is shown saying goodbye to Tien.
Whatever. So
it's supposed to be after Tien's death during the Saiyan saga. I'm going to give you half a point. We're going to say you're at 3 points total now.
Got it.
Because you're right, canonically speaking, if we go off the manga, Akira Toriyama famously forgot that Launch existed.
Yes.
Right, Number eight. What is the key to becoming a Super Saiyan? This is what Goku tells Gohan in the Hyperbolic Time Chamber. What is the key to becoming a Super Saiyan? Is it A, an extreme concern for a loved one? B, pain of loss and letting anger take over? C, being pushed to the brink? Or D, fear?
Can you reread that? Because that made no sense.
What is the key to becoming a Super Saiyan? The hint is...
Okay.
The hint is, this is what Goku tells Gohan in the Hyperbolic Time Chamber. The key is. Is it A, an extreme concern for a loved one? B, the pain of loss and letting anger take over? C, being pushed to the brink? Or D, fear?
I think Goku would say C, being pushed to the brink.
Final guess.
That's my final guess. This is making me think I'm wrong.
Goku tells Gohan, it's the pain of loss and finally letting anger to take over is the secret.
Next question.
Second to last question. Here we go. We need one more correct answer. Number 9. What is the name of Dr. Brief's cat? A, it's never specified. B,
oh my god.
Snowball. C, Scratch. Or D, Bobby.
Bobby?
Bobby the cat.
Oh, friend of the show, Bobby the cat.
Friend of the show, Bobby the cat. Oh,
it never said. Why would they say it?
They clearly say it's Scratch.
Why?
I don't know.
Last question. This is stupid.
Okay, here you go. Where do Goku and his family live? It's the name of, like, where he now lives with his family, but where Grandpa Gohan raised him.
Okay.
Is it A, West City?
Oh, my God.
B, Mount Peos. C, Kami House.
No.
Or D, Mount Piazu. Or Paozo.
Not the city.
Paozu? I don't know how to
pronounce it. It's not the city, and it's not Kame House.
So which of the two mounts is it? Is it Peos or Piazu?
What?
Which one is it?
What?
You're correct, that's one of the two mounts.
No one knows this. No one, I know I'm correct, because the other two are dumb. Pizza. Mount Pizza.
Is that the first or the second one?
You tell me. Which one's right?
Oh, I'll just give it to you. It's Mount Piazu.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, it's actually literally the name of where Sun Wukong's from in Journey to the West. Which you read that book in college. So shouldn't you know that?
Hey, TJ.
Yes.
Tell me every detail of every book you read in college.
This is the only book I know that you read in college. Did you read more than one book?
No, I haven't read a full book since the 8th grade. Are you kidding me? I'm never doing that again.
Oh, man, I read so many books in college, and then I got tired of it.
The only thing I like worse than this quiz is reading books.
You telling me you haven't seen Bad Boys 2?
That's a wonderful reference to Hot Fuzz.
When's the Hot Fuzz cast happening?
As everyone here knows, next episode is episode 30.
Oh, no. Episode 30.
Episode 30. And our 7-year anniversary-ish,
about?
About.
Well, we're actually a little ahead of the 7-year anniversary. I'm pretty sure we started at the end of April.
We did, but no one has to know.
Okay. Well, now they do.
If you check, you're a nerd.
Got him.
But as we announced...
No, if you received more than a 4 out of 10, you're not a nerd, and you'll know the correct date. And you should know the coordinates of Airline Hangar. You're invited to episode 30. Live episode.
Well, that's not true. Episode 30 is going to be a return to an old classic. It is our third... what is it called?
This is Suburban Nights. That's what this is.
Nope.
It's our third. It's our third
original. Nope. Not right. Our third. Also, this is the first time I'm saying it because I'm cutting everything you've said in the last 30 minutes. It's just going to be me talking to myself. It's our third original Disney Channel original movies. That's right. Our third original Disney, whatever it's called, I got it right the first
time. You had it right the first time. We are doing this because of how original we are.
Yeah. These episodes always go pretty well. They're always a lot of fun.
They're my favorite ones to prepare for.
They're my favorite ones, too. We put in a lot of work on our end before we start, and I think you can tell in the final product. But one thing I would like to introduce, and I'm going to build some social media posts about this, as well as a short and TikTok about it.
Okay.
A twist that I'd like to throw. Last time we had a guest, I'm thinking this time we go back to just you and I. Okay. We each write one. But I want to take audience suggestions for titles of Disney Channel original movies, and then we on the spot have to think of pitches for them.
Do
a little improv in there.
An improv. This is going to go terribly.
Exactly. We won't give them. We're not going to do like a 30-minute pitch off our dome.
We might be able to.
I mean, we definitely could, but we'll do like, 2 to 5 minute pitch per, what is the word I'm looking for? Submission.
To be fair, you and I bouncing off each other in about 10 minutes did make Happen Chance.
That is true. Listeners of the pod will know about our amazing film Happen Chance. It is still to this day the most watched Disney Channel movie that doesn't exist.
That is true. I think Half a Chance is legitimately a good idea for a film. The rest of them, Cody's is really good. You know, the one where it was like, hey, it's the figure skater MIT except of horses now. Very good.
Yeah.
And in mine, where I did double team and the engine, I got the engine rolling and I made the last 3 seconds of the shot clock go for 25 seconds. Yeah, that was what we did.
It's going to be good. Some of those we hope to see you there. Tune into that. This might not come out in 1 week. We might need to take a little extra time to prepare, but that also gives you more time to get your submission in. Just think of a title for any like Disney Channel-esque teen drama or comedy or musical or whatever. If you want to give us some more context, like the genre with your title, or you can just give us a title and we can make up all of that. Either one is fine for us.
If you would like to continue to support our channel and series,
yes,
make your way over to patreon.com/agecast. Where Cody has now posted a new dance move.
That is not true, but we are posting pretty regularly over there, so check out the Patreon and all our other social medias. We have a link tree linked down below, no matter where you're listening to this episode, so click it, give us a follow everywhere. We're on all the social medias.
Water the tree for us, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Cody, some would say, I have been TJ.
And others would say, I have been Cody.
And I will say, Thanks for lichening. Thanks for being a lich. We appreciate it.
Hey, I just want to say this. Every time I hear the word lich, I think it's a werewolf. It's not. That's a lycanthrope.
That's lycanthrope.
Sorry. Okay. And thanks for lycanthroping.
Through the ages.
What a perfect ending. There was nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong.